the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Hey, you doing, listeners? Welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and as always, join me, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, pal?
Doing pretty good, Jono. The Dodgers went into Wrigley today and smashed it. I know we're a fantasy football thing, but I'm very passionate about my Dodgers. And
whereas the Colts, on the other hand, losing to the Texans in overtime.
Didn't do so well, the old-time Colts. But Clayton Kershaw, my man, getting it done.
Getting it done, but go Cubbies. It's been the year of Cinderella stories with Leicester City, the Doggies, and Cronulla, so let's see if the Cubbies
And the Cavs.
And the Cavs, that's true, yes.
We forget the Cavs, but we were talking about this, it was a couple of weeks ago, and I was kind of like, with all these teams, is this like a distraction with and the is this the beginning of the apocalypse?
It quite possibly could be. I mean, how often does this happen? Never.
Well, there's only one person who can stop it, and that person is Clayton Kershaw.
And he will.
Unfortunately, he can only pitch every other freaking game. Yeah. Although, you know what, Jono? I'll tell you what. I was feeling a bit better about myself because I've seen recent photos of Kate Fisher. These have been doing the rounds on the internet.
I have not seen them.
Well, we would have been a teenager boy around the same times. Yeah. And Kate Fisher was...
Oh, hell yeah.
An attractive lady.
Yes, she was.
Not anymore.
No? Plastic surgery getting to her?
No. She's...
Just gravity?
She's put on a Byron Pickett or two.
Oh, right.
And converted religion, changed her name. It's a strange situation. I feel sorry for her because everyone's pestering her.
Yeah.
And she should probably just be left alone. And she says she's happy and good luck to her. But hey, if someone else looks like they're doing bad, I'm doing better.
That's it. But today we're talking week one of the trade period, which seems like it's gone on forever, but it's only been 8 days. It's only been a handful of trades so far, but... Yeah, we'll start off. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to Facebook, search The Draft Doctors there. Or if you want to shoot us an email, we are thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.
Very active on the Twitter, Jono.
Yes, many of our fans have seen, but week one of the trade period has gone through, and some interesting trades, some out-of-the-blue trades. I think we'll start off with one of the most interesting trades for me was Vickery to the Hawks.
Well, that's just a free agent signing. You know, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Whatever. And isn't it strange? The AFL today have gone back. Sorry, I know it comes out on Wednesday, so whatever happens on Tuesday...
We're talking about next week.
...is not in the show today. we're talking everything through to Monday night. Ty Vickery, they've gone back to check something, but... I mean, it's not like the Tigers couldn't have matched the deal.
I was listening to it on the radio. They were talking about they weren't sure if it was a 3-year deal for $1 million or 2 years for $1 million. So that's what they're just going back to confirming about, because that affects the
compensation.
That's correct. And while we're talking about this, we're also going to talk about the draft or fantasy implications of players moving clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. Ty Vickery, I can't draft him. Unless he somehow gets ruck status and I'm playing in a 2-ruck league,
yep.
Have no interest. What are your thoughts?
Wait and see for me. Like, if he plays that David Hale role that we saw a few years ago, where he was part-time rucking forward and kick goals and get me an 83 average, I'd be looking at it. But again, it's going to be a wait and see for the start of the year.
I just think there's going to be some plus matchups that you may want to use him, but...
Yep.
For me, there's going to be a lot of matchups where I can't roll him out there.
No, and that's going to be totally right. But, yeah, it's a wait and see for me.
Hmm.
One of the trades that came out today, we won't see this bloke till 2018, that was Paul Ahern from GWS to North Melbourne. Former pick number 7, highly rated player, but 2 knee recos, haven't quite seen the best of him.
You mean the best? We haven't seen any of him.
That's true.
We've
just
seen
pumping the guy up, no pumping these North Paul, supporters up.
I've seen zero Paul Ahern. I mean, look, if I'm the Kangaroos, it's a good deal for me because they're clearly reloading.
Yep.
It's a big discount draft pick wise.
It's a lottery ticket, basically.
It's a lottery ticket for next year, so he can do whatever. Maybe even get back towards the end of this year, probably. Well, North have got a great history of rehabbing players, as it looks like you're about to say.
Exactly what I was going to say.
A waving hand.
Yep.
That listeners can't see.
It's all the theatrics that our listeners can't hear.
Yeah, they miss out on so much.
But yeah, certainly you wouldn't even be looking to draft him in 2018.
It's hard to think that I would be particularly interested unless I was a very, very deep league.
Very deep. Brad Hill has been traded to the Freo Dockers to play with his brother Steve.
Yeah. Had a bit of a rest swag going last year.
Had a fair bit of everything going on last year.
Hey, he had some really good games. We did suggest him a lot of times to plug and play him if he needed a midfielder.
Yep.
He worked out a lot of the time. You know, it's hard to see. He's an outside player, obviously. Needs volume and goals.
Yep.
To be relevant, but he's not someone I'm looking to draft unless he particularly shows me something in the off season. But
just can't see it happening at the moment.
Well, I mean, what's his fantasy relevance, Jono?
Not much. Again, it's just a plug and play. At the moment,
it's a plug and play unless you're playing in a particularly deep league again.
Yeah.
But he's not someone I really want to roll out. When we say deep league, we generally talk in a standard 10 team, 22 man, 22 rostered players league.
Yep.
So he's probably just beyond that aside from a buy fill in, and unless he shows us something.
Exactly right. Probably the biggest move of the trade period was Sam Mitchell to the West Coast Eagles. I think it just floored everyone when this news came out early last week. And as soon as that deal was completed, I just started going, shoo-wee, shoo-wee. Because it's just got to be a massive bump for Luke Shuey, you would think.
Well, yeah, it was... Who could have seen it coming? It was... It seems crazy. Shuey's an interesting guy to suggest. Like, Shuey's just had a career year.
Yeah.
Well,
the first half was nowhere... Well...
He was fine.
Fine, but the second half
was fantastic.
Yeah.
Look, he's in his prime.
It's going to take he's still got Pritis there, and now with Mitchell, the attention surely going to them two.
Well.
But how often do they tag Mitchell?
Well, how often do they tag Pritis?
That's true.
I mean, if anyone gets tagged in that team,
it's Shuey,
because he's taggable.
Yeah.
Look, Sam Mitchell's history at playing in Western Australia is fantastic.
Yep.
He's a smart player. He knows where to go to get the ball. I would have no qualms drafting him. The only thing is, does travel become a factor, Jono?
The question I was going to ask, yeah, travelling to and from with his age, we've seen it with Pav and all the other players who've gone and played over there, but I suppose... He hasn't had to do it as much as those guys, so I don't think it'll affect him too much. But still draft him, Sam Mitchell.
Yeah, look, I don't want him as one of my top three midfielders, but beyond that, I'm very comfortable drafting Sam Mitchell. I don't think it affects him. I think it affects the guys at Hawthorn more than anyone. But, you know, I mean, I think it's great at West Coast because they have another clearance player. They're obviously missing Nick Nat for the bulk of the season.
Yep.
So having another extractor... really
helps them.
Could offset whatever Ruckman, you know, obviously we could say Lysette's in there.
No.
We don't know.
PCL.
Oh, well, PCL. Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, and we don't deal in hypotheticals because rumours of Will Minson going there, but we're not going to talk about it until it's locked in.
But I feel like having another fantastic extractor like Sam Mitchell could help offset maybe not as dominant Ruck play.
Yeah. Yeah, good call. Jack Redden gets a boost.
Jack Redden's gone, buddy.
Gone for good.
Thank Christ for that. Yeah. don't have to put him on a sheet ever again. No, but I think it's good for... it's hard to say who it affects at West Coast. I would assume it's not great for Elliot Yeo. I don't think he's ever going to see midfield time. I mean...
Unless they all go down with injury, but nah.
I mean, I still like Dom Sheed going forward. I think he's...
He started to improve it towards the end of the year once he got his...
Well, once he got on the field.
Well, once he got on the field, but once he got acclimatised to game speed.
Yeah, that's right. And I really like him to have a a good year going forward.
Yep.
And I certainly think Sam Mitchell can help that.
Absolutely. Because, yeah, absolutely. Daniel Wells to the Pies as a free agent. Full back, you reckon? Because there's no...
Well, everyone's laughing about this. I don't understand it. I think, you know, obviously I'm a Pies fan and understand the jokes, but did Nathan Brown do anything? Did Jack Frost do anything? Did, who's the other?
Marsh.
John Marsh do anything? Like, I mean, fine losing Jack Frost, but he was already gone.
Yeah.
I don't think they're losing any sleep over losing Nathan Brown.
No, no. Especially like, when they get no compo pick
for it. Sounds like a pretty lowball contract. I think they're happy to see Nathan Brown go. And I sort of spoke on Twitter with someone saying, oh, who's going to play on, like, your Tom Hawkins? Mate, if you're keeping around a bloke to play on Tom Hawkins the one or two times you play him a year, that's not great list management. No. I feel like the Pies will probably do something. What are we talking about? Daniel Wells. I think it's a good fit. I think you'll see Daniel Wells. Daniel Wells had his second best ever fantasy year last year. He had fantastic clearance rate.
Not injury? No injuries? Nothing major.
Played a lot of games.
Yep.
I think he'll be fine at the Pies. What's interesting is Daniel Wells does his damage off the wing and going forward, and he even did it in clearances last year, obviously. But I could see Daniel Wells sitting on half back, just picking teams apart.
Mm. Wells to Treloar to Pendlebury, goal.
I mean,
got a good ring to it.
I don't think he's. I actually would put a line through him for fantasy because I don't think he's going to play. I don't think he's going to be a forward.
No,
for starters, and I think his volume is going to drop, and he doesn't tackle and he doesn't mark.
No. And
what would you say, Jono, about Daniel Wells?
I totally agree with you. He doesn't tackle, so they're getting rid of those blokes who have no forward pressure, a la Cloak, which is a rumour.
That's the whole way they're going.
Yeah.
And if people can't...
Well, that's the whole way the whole game's now, pressure.
Yeah, and that's right.
But if he's pure mid, then it's very late for me. Because, again, that volume's not going to be there. The way Treloar's year was, they love side bottom, Pendlebury...
Unless you think Collingwood are going to be fantastic, I probably wouldn't. Yeah, you know what? Sorry, I should rephrase that. I'd happily snag him with a late pick.
Yep.
But I just don't think he's going to be there because people will look at the average, but I don't think he's going to attain that average again.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Mm.
Cam McCarthy to Freo. They finally got their man probably a year too late.
Well, I mean, you know, I actually think it's fantastic for Freo.
Yeah.
Well, you think about it last year, if they were going to give up, sell the farm, then they were pathetic.
That's true.
And they got him at a discount this year for basically...
Pick three.
Well, down-trading four picks.
That's true.
I would be extremely happy if I was Freo.
Yep.
And
he showed some good signs when he was at GWS and would be a great partner to Matty Tabner.
Look, I mean, I'm not particularly interested at the moment, but
no.
Could I be? No. No.
No. I mean, he's going to be sitting there in your pools throughout the year, and if Freo seemed to have a miraculous recovery...
It's probable.
It's quite probable.
It's possible. It's not quite probable. I was trying to be funny.
And, oh, if he's getting on the end of a few from Fife and the rest of the crew, is it worth a look at later on, picking him out of the pool? Absolutely, but certainly not drafting him anytime soon.
No, I'm not drafting him. In fact, I'd say it hurts my boy, Mickey Walters, a little bit. Probably less
forward time.
Less opportunity. Well, just less opportunity. But we'll see.
Throw him in the midfield. He seemed to do pretty good.
Oh, man. You know, Harley Bunnell.
That's two sides of the ground.
Brad Hill.
Yeah.
He's not particularly fantasy relevant for me, but no. I guess plus matchup, maybe. I don't know.
It's a wait and see.
It's not even a lottery ticket at this point.
No, absolutely not. But one big lottery ticket is Chris Mayne, who's gone to the Pies. What are your thoughts on Chris Mayne, Steve?
I think Alex Fasolo is probably crossed off any list you ever had.
That's true.
Because they're kind of similar.
Would they throw Fasolo down back for that defense?
No. Well, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, maybe. But Chris Mayne obviously offers fantastic pressure. He had a couple of years where he was a reliable shot at goal, but that seems to have
gone.
Yeah, look, the Pies obviously have a plan in place, and I'm sure the person who replaces Nathan Buckley in a couple of years is probably going to have to change the plan. Oh, look, I don't know. Not fantasy relevant for me. Hey,
he's great for matchup.
Sorry?
He's good matchup matchup wise.
Look,
if you need a streamer.
Look, we know he tackles a lot and he can kick goals. So in a plus matchup, he might be a great play.
Yep.
Because we know tackles are valuable.
Absolutely.
For me, it's not even a lottery ticket, but
he's a great plug and play player for me. Oh, which I used him last year for.
Yep.
And worked pretty well.
Sure.
Except for the game when they played Collingwood.
Oh, well.
Can't win them all.
You cannot.
Jack Steele to the Saints. I don't mind this one. Another Jack to the Saints list. I think they've got about seven now. So they're getting a team of Jacks together. I don't mind Jack Steele. If he's that mid-forward, I'd be willing to take him as a lottery ticket and sit him on my bench, but to wait to see how they're actually going to use him.
Jack Steele for me is a really hard player to rate because he's obviously done pretty well in the kneeful flashed the top grade.
Yep.
We don't really have a good sense. I mean, obviously more traits can develop, like obviously Armitage's name has been bandied about, but it's hard to, for me it's just hard to see where he's going to be played. He's a real NAB Cup watch.
Yeah, exactly right. That's why I said I'd be happy to take a flyer of him really late in the draft.
But I mean, if he's going to play predominantly forward, I don't want a part of it. If he's going to play through the middle, obviously he's going to be a fantastic pick.
Do you see it as a Billings type role?
Oh, I don't think he's as good as Jack Billings.
No, he's not as good, but as a similar type role, that mid forward.
I honestly don't know. It's hard to predict.
Yeah,
because I have no. All the talk was inside midfielder, but it seems like he's more of a tackling forward.
Forward pressure again.
Yeah. So it's really hard to predict. Saints, they're happy to move people around. They've obviously got a plan in mind for him.
Yep.
And I'll be watching with interest over the NAB Cup.
Yeah, for sure. And joining him at the Saints is old mate Nathan Brown, who has no fantasy relevance for me whatsoever.
Wait, what?
Nathan Brown.
Have you lost your mind? This is Nathan Brown, premiership defender we're talking about, and you're telling me he has no fantasy relevance?
Well, Joel Hamling's a premiership defender. What sort of fantasy relevance do you have there?
$1 million worth, apparently.
1.2.
yeah. Enjoy the VFL, Nathan.
Yeah, back up for Hugh Goddard or Carlisle if they go down.
Well, it doesn't spell good things for Sam Fisher.
No, there was talk that he was going to announce his retirement, but I have to wait and see. But the last guy we got on our list is Tommy Mitchell, who came from the Swans to the Hawks, expecting to play in premierships, but probably should have stuck at the Swans for that one, because the exodus at Hawthorn, can't see it happening.
Is that right, Jono? Yeah. Throwing that one on just the table.
Early call there, right there.
Going to be out of the top eight, are they?
Borderline. You're
going to hedge your bets?
Borderline.
Yeah, they could be. They could.
7th to 12th.
7th to 12th, yeah. That's the classic hedge. I've actually got a steel hedge trimmer out the back. Or are you just happy to let it grow?
Just happy to let it grow.
Yep. yeah, look, Tom Mitchell. Wow, what can you say?
Never been the number one midfielder at the club, and you're probably going to think he's going to be leading that midfield come next year.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. Obviously, at the moment, Jordan Lewis is speculation rather than fact,
yep.
Which is something we you know, obviously if you listen to the show, you know how we roll on that. Tom Mitchell going to the Hawks. Look, I love it. I'm all over it. If Sam Mitchell and Jordan Lewis leave, that is more than 27% of the Hawks' clearances gone per game.
That's a big number.
That's a big number. And we, like, did the numbers. If you average 15% of your club's clearances, unless your name is Ben Cunnington, you're fantasy gold.
Yeah.
I absolutely think Tom Mitchell will attain that 15% and possibly go beyond. There was only a few players hit 20% and they were their guns.
Yep.
Paddy Cripps, Josh Kennedy, I'm looking at you. So I'm absolutely all on Tom Mitchell. If Jordan Lewis goes, I'm all over Liam Shields as well.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, Sean Burgoyne, he was awesome for the Hawks last year, and we know he's a fantastic clearance player.
Yep.
I wouldn't be shocked to see him in the midfield either, but what do you think on the Swans side, Jono, with Tom Mitchell going out of that team?
Hello, Isaac Heaney.
Man, if he's not one of the most... We've got the early hype train show coming up, and I was on Twitter this weekend. I posted the Isaac Heaney love.
That's just a lock. I mean, he'll probably rotate with a couple of the other younger guys until he gets that tank going, but yeah, won't be a problem.
Yeah, he's not going to be in the center square as one of the first rotations.
No.
But I can certainly... They've been playing him off a wing. He's been racking up the pill.
Yep.
But what about Kieran Jack, Jono?
No love for Kieran. I mean,
I think it gives Kieran Jack a bit of a boost.
A little bit, but probably not a lot.
Look, Kieran Jack played a lot of roles this year from even the last couple of years. I think it gives Kieran Jack a little bit of a boost.
I've got a couple of question marks about the Swans. Like, nothing to do with their players, but do Sydney rejig their game plan a little bit after the Bulldogs opened them up in the grand final? Do they look at that and just change things around? Not too sure, but...
I don't know. You got to remember how young the Swans are.
They are very young as well.
I mean, they did... I actually couldn't predict that they would make the grand final at the start of the year.
I did.
Yeah, well, you know nothing about football.
No, I don't.
No, but I mean, look at the side they rolled in with. I mean...
7 debutants this year.
So, I mean, I thought they did fantastically. Absolutely. Well.
Yeah.
Dealt with their fair share of injuries, of course. But, I mean, look at the midfield of Parker, Kennedy, and Hanbury. Then you're looking at... I mean, with Mitchell, you lose 10% of your clearances.
Yeah.
For me, Jack used to be a fantasy gun.
He did.
And I think he's been forced to play a number of roles. But
weren't terrible playing those roles, but they weren't as good.
Yeah, they weren't as good and they weren't as consistent.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
I think he's got a little bit of upside this year. Certainly, I'm all over Heaney because I think he retains that forward status. I love...
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just so good.
He is. And they do rotate a lot of blokes through that midfield. I mean, we saw Buddy through there and all those other blokes. So.
Buddy and all those other
blokes. McVay. Like, McVay was coming off the back line playing.
Hey, Jesus Christ.
But I know he's cooked, but...
He is, yeah. Christ. Mighty.
But do you think, going back to Tommy Mitchell... I've lost the question, but... He's never been that number one midfielder. Do you think if he starts copping the tag and the pressure gets to him, it's going to affect him?
That's an interesting question. You know, we've seen him as the tagger,
yep.
Not the taggee. That's really going to be an interesting question.
I mean, Jono O'Rourke, number two pick, haven't seen him come along. Jaeger deal hasn't been done yet. We don't know if he's still going to be there.
Again, I'll just go back to the numbers. Like, if you get these clearance numbers, you're generally a fantasy gun, unless you're Ben Cunnington.
But to Hawthorn.
But I don't. Hawthorn are a better team.
I understand that. Yeah.
But I'm more about Liam Shields and Sean Burgoyne. I got to be honest. Mm. I really think, like, I'm all over Tom Mitchell, but I wouldn't go crazy.
Mm. I don't know if they're going to roll Burgoyne. Give him more time in the midfield because he was more of that.
But I think
games
will.
On the line kind of.
I think they have to.
Oh, I could see it happening, but with his age and his body lasting, Like,
I'm happy to roll it. I know you're a bit of an ageist, Jono, but to me, he gets a bump because I think they're going to be in more sticky situations.
And they need him in there.
And we know he's a gun clearance player.
Yep.
He's just a gun.
Oh, like, he's a gun, no doubt about it.
Time will tell.
It's a big wait and see.
For me, though, he gets a bump.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, Will Langford is, inside.
Billy Hardtongue.
We're talking inside players. Right. And players who may be in the NFL.
That's true.
Sorry, Billy.
We love you. Have we missed anyone? I don't think we've missed anyone, have we?
Ty Vickery, Chris Mayne, Daniel Wells, Cam McCarthy, Brad Hill, Jack Steele, Sam Mitchell, Tom Mitchell, Paul Ahern so far.
So far.
Oh, and Nathan Brown, sorry.
Yeah. But
we could have gone without that. Oh, there was a swap of picks in another trade, Jono.
Yeah, but that's not a trade.
Yeah.
It's just a swap of picks.
Well, it was a trade.
But it's not fantasy relevant.
Pick
six for pick 10
that
could
theoretical
be.
Pick 10 is awesome.
That wraps up the show for this week. Next week we are talking week 2 of the trade period as well, and coming up we've got early hype train, so just players that we're keen to draft next year. And what else we got?
Well, the early hype train is going to be a fantastic show. I really look forward to it. But man, I can't wait to see what deals get done at the death, Jono.
That's when the deals always get done, right at 155.
What's Travis Cloak going to go for? Pick 62 or pick 64?
I think that's the Bulldogs' first pick this year. I don't know. But Collingwood wants something higher. Ugh.
Well, yeah, picks. Yeah, early hype train. Who are you looking at for the early hype train?
Well,
Jono?
I didn't have him on my list this year.
Ooh.
But he's coming straight up the board. That's Paddy Cripps from Carlton. Very impressive.
He's a superstar.
Yep. Who are you looking at, Steve?
I might be going a bit further down the list, Jono, as someone who could be a bit of a, speculative pick, and that'd be a North Melbourne player.
A North Melbourne player. There's plenty of them.
Trent Dumont.
Interesting.
Obviously drafting them in different ranges.
Big time.
But these are different things we're talking about, and I think it's going to be great. And we've got the Don't Draft Players show where
we are talking players who we won't be drafting next year.
Have you ever spoken English before, buddy?
Oh, no, I was just...
There's something floating around in this room.
That's what I was looking at. Distracting.
Pissing me off, to be honest.
We can't.
It's not a mosquito, but...
It's like a gnat or something like that.
A gnat. Yeah. Jesus.
And my ninja skills are no good. But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to Facebook, where you're searching The Draft Doctors, or shoot us an email, thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. And we'll catch you next week.